This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Welcome to today's Tech Talks. We have World of Finance with Gene Elder, a financial advisor located in Loveland, Colorado.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Gene Elder. I'm a financial advisor with Thrivent Financial, and my primary office is in Loveland, Colorado, but work really all over the state and have clients in different states, so travel to Utah fairly often, Arizona, Wyoming, families in South Dakota, so I work there as well.
How did you begin your career?
Well, when I went to college, I knew I wanted to do something in business, and finance was always of interest to me. The stock market was always of interest to me. And it just so happened that my dad, when he retired after a career with the United States Air Force, he went to work for our company. And I liked what he was doing. I liked that he had a lot of flexibility with his schedule. I liked that he was able to help people and earn a living doing it. So when I graduated from college, I had a couple different opportunities, one with the Small Business Development Center in South Dakota, which was a salary and was, you know, good job through the state, government money, and talked to my dad and said, I think I'd like to become a financial advisor. And honestly, he tried to talk me out of it. 'Cause there's, under that program, there was no base pay. It was really, you just started, you had to grow a business from scratch, kind of like what you guys are learning here, is you build your business from the ground up, you find your own clients, and grow that way. So it's very difficult, and a lot in our industry fail. So success rate's about 10%. So my dad tried to talk me out of it. And 6 months in, I was ready to do something else. I was actually going to go to law school, get an MBA, and get my law degree from University of Utah. They had a program that was 3 years. And to my dad's credit, he kind of teased me and said, "Well, you know, it's December. When does school start?" Knowing it probably didn't start until the fall. Well, what are you going to do till then? So it was, you know, go out, do the right things, talk to as many people as you can, share with them what you're trying to help them with. And if they say yes, that's great. If they say no, don't worry about it. You're going to law school in the fall. Well, 3 months later, I had kind of turned the corner and was on trajectory again and haven't looked back since.
What do you like most about your job?
I love the variety. So everyone that I work with, their situation is different. So when we talk to one client, the plan might be very different from a client we see later in the day. And I love the variety. I love that we're able to help all different kinds of people as well. In my practice, I have everyone from high school students that have a part-time job and are looking to start a Roth IRA, for example, or save for college, up to people that have lots and lots and lots of money that are looking to do different things, maybe charitable or leave money to grandkids or whatever. And I work with everyone in between that spectrum. So it's always different, it's always new, and I just love the variety.
What do you like least about your job?
I think maybe not what I like least, but what kind of demotivates me is when you know you can help someone and they're not interested. They either don't take the advice, or they don't agree to schedule the meeting. They don't take any action at all. It's almost, I mean, to relate it to you guys, like a teaching environment where you have this really cool facility here, and I hear it's busting at the seams and kids want to take advantage of it. It would be similar to if this was a great opportunity and nobody was taking advantage of it. So I think that's for me, the hardest part and the most disappointing is I know I can help a lot of people. It's when people don't seek that out.
Stay tuned for part two of World of Finance.
Right now is the best moment you ever know.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.
Right now, best moment you ever know.
keeping everything moving.